It's Marketplace Tech for October 21st. I'm Ben Johnson. There's still a lot we don't know about how our brains work and how to measure brain activity easily in real time. But the software and the hardware needed to do this, what's called electroencephalography, or EEG, is getting cheaper. Think from tens of thousands of dollars to $700. And a handful of companies are starting to make relatively inexpensive EEG wireless headsets that could someday be used for everything from teaching better focus to controlling robotic limbs by measuring electromagnetic activity. One of those companies is called Emotive. It's profitable and has sold some 70,000 of these headsets. Emotive's CEO is Tan Lee. I met up with her in New York recently. I started by asking her what these headsets can be used for.
Today, there are a few things that it can do. The first thing is that we can measure performance and emotional metrics. So what that means is that we can understand how you feel. Mm-hmm. The other thing that we can measure is essentially mental commands. So the idea of you being able to think of an idea, say move forward, and being able to translate that idea into a command that you can then use to drive a car forward or, you know, move a rock forward, open a door, whatever it might be.
What are the challenges of helping people maybe learn how to use these headsets?
If it's specifically tuned to you, then you'll probably do a lot better. So there's a few things that you can do with the technology already. So, you know, one of the things that that we're seeing quite popular is, for individuals at least, is the ability to track cognitive fitness.
And so how do you do that? You wear one of these headsets like all day long?
You would wear that for specific activities that you want to track. So you can start to look at trending information longitudinally about yourself, whether, you know, you're able to maintain focus for certain periods of time. Are you trending to be more stressed this week? And so that way you can modulate behavior accordingly.
Part of the origin story of Emotive is that you wanted to democratize brain research. Why is that important?
Well, it's important.
Shouldn't we leave it to the experts?
I grew up with the benefit of the internet and the web, and I saw how that transformed my ability to learn. I really wanted to do something similar around brain research. We don't just want to study brains in clinics, hospitals, and labs. We want to study brains at work. You know, it was a hypothesis that I had that if we could somehow democratize the underlying technology to allow more people access to the measurement equipment, then we would be able to move that field forward in a variety of diverse endeavors, not just strictly, you know, focused on medical-related fields.
Tan Lee, she is co-founder and CEO of the company Emotive. Tan, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ben.
That conversation from a few weeks back at the New Yorkers Tech Fest in Manhattan. By the way, yesterday we made an error regarding Kodak and Polaroid. Polaroid is a separate company from Kodak. We regret the error. It's Silicon Valley time, and I'm in Chicago this week talking about artificial intelligence at the Chicago Ideas Festival. So I'm visiting Chicago station WBEZ and awesome person Greta Johnson. She is the co-host of the Nerdette podcast and a reporter and anchor at BEZ. Greta, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I am so ready.
Let's do this. 1,578 days.
1,578 days. Yeah. Is that how long it takes to get to Mars?
Whoa, that's a really good question that I don't know the answer to. This is the number of days Julian Assange had an internet connection while living in the Ecuadorian embassy in London.
No kidding.
Ecuador's government cut off the WikiLeaks founder's internet access on Saturday.
Dang.
That's after WikiLeaks published speeches that presidential candidate Hillary Clinton gave to Goldman Sachs. So, you know, it's like the parents cutting off the phone, kind of.
For real grounded now.
Yeah. All right. Up to $2 million.
Up to $2 million?
Yeah.
Can I get a hint?
This has to do with this, maybe the coolest sword ever.
I feel like my sword knowledge should be a lot better in this scenario. What is it? Just tell me.
This is the amount of cash that Lucasfilm is demanding in a lawsuit against a school that teaches lightsaber skills. It's called Lightsaber Academy, obviously.
Cool.
And the school is being sued for trademark infringement and unfair competition.
Wow. You know, I'm going to say, I don't think a lightsaber is a sword.
Oh, interesting.
I would argue that it's like an awesome magic device.
I'll accept that. Fair enough.
Thanks.
Maybe I misdirected
Thanks.
You, maybe. All right, hit me.
50% of Americans.
50% of Americans couldn't tell you what Twitter was.
I like that. No, 50% of Americans are in a law enforcement face recognition network.
Oh, God, I love this.
Georgetown Law's Center for Privacy and Technology came out with this crazy report, and they don't even have information from all the states yet. But it sounds like between the FBI and then just casual things that local law enforcement officials are doing, pretty much all of our driver's license photos and just all that stuff is
Perfect.
In these databases that people can use.
Should we rock, paper, scissors to see which one of us is in the
man.
Database? I was stupid in high school, but...
I didn't get into any trouble, man. I mean, I got a couple speeding tickets or whatever, but...
Spoken like the true co-host of the Nerdette podcast.
Thanks.
Greta Johnson, thank you very much for playing along.
Thank you, Ben.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.